We're continuing the Shir in Hishtapchus HaNefesh, the introduction, part 3. V'chein b'mei Shmuel HaNovi, kishegavru ha-pelishtim al Yisrael, so too during the time of Shmuel HaNovi, when the Philistines were very powerful and giving the Jews a very hard time, v'yoymer Shmuel, kivtzu es kol Yisrael ha-mitzposo, Shmuel announced, gather all the Jews to mitzvah, V'espalel badchem al Hashem, and I will daven on your behalf to Hashem. V'yikovtzu ha-mitzposo, it says all the Yidden gathered there. V'yishavu mayim, they drew water. V'yishbechu lefnei Hashem, and they poured it out before Hashem. U'pirshu ha-meforshim, and the commentaries, the Metzudas David there in the Navi tells us, she'shofchu libom kamayim, they poured out their hearts to Hashem like water. And the Pasuk says there also, Vayizak Shmuel al Hashem ba'ad Yisrael, Shmuel Anovi cried out to Hashem on behalf of the Jews, Vaya'aneu Hashem, and Hashem answered him. So we see that this was the only way they responded to any kind of crisis. V'chein kol ha'nevi'im osku harbe b'tfila, and so too all of the prophets were very much involved in tfila. As we find by Eliyahu Hanavi, Sheomar, he said at one point, Chai Hashem asher omadati lefonov. I swear by the Hashem who I am accustomed to standing before. Upirshu hamaforshim. And again, the Mitzudas David points out there in the Navi, Asher ani rogil lamoid lefonov betfila. The Hashem who I am used to standing before in prayer. V'chein kishemeis beno shel hatzorfis, and so too when the son of the woman, the tzorfis, passed away. Ksiv, it says there, v'yikro el Hashem, he called out to Hashem, Elyonovi, v'yoymar, and he said, Hashem Elokai, toshov no nefesh hayeled, Hashem, please restore the soul of this child. And the Novi says, v'yishma Hashem b'koil Eliyahu, Hashem listened to the voice of Elyonovi. V'chein b'har ha-karmel, kishekibetz es kol Yisrael, ves nevi ha-baal, v'rotzo legalos lehem sheyesh elikim b'Yisrael. At that time when the Jews were sort of swaying back and forth, they were with Hashem, one day with Hashem, one day with the idols, and they were going back and forth, and at one point Eliyahu HaNavi demanded a showdown with the nevi ha-baal. Let's get up in front of the people and let's see who is the true Hashem. And sure enough, they gathered there, in the Mount Carmel in Haifa, Uksiv, the Pasuk says there, Vayigash Eliyahu Hanavi approached, Vayoymar, and he said, Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchok v'Yisrael, Hayoim Yivoda ki ato Elokim, the Hashem of our forefathers, let it be known today that you are the true Hashem. And the Navi continues there that he climaxed his tefillah by saying, Aneini Hashem Aneini, please, Hashem, answer my prayer. V'chein al kol hanisim she'osu Elisha, and so too regarding all the miracles that Elisha Hanavi performed, Omru Chachamein Ezrachan Evracha, our rabbis tell us, Ve'Elisha ki ovad barach mehu David, that all the miracles that Elisha Hanavi performed, he did it with tefillah. This is the wording in the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin, page 27. So we see that any Jewish leader, any tzaddik, whenever there was any kind of problem, this is what they did. This was their only way to address it properly. V'chein b'Yonah Hanavi, and so too regarding the prophet Yonah, Ksiv, the Navi tells us the whole story, the incredible story that we read in the Haftorah on Yom Kippur, where they ended up throwing him into the sea, and he was swallowed up by a very large fish. Vayispalel Yonah mimei hadoga. Yonah davent Hashem from the bowels of this gigantic fish. V'chein b'Chavakuk, so too by the prophet Chavakuk. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tfilo l'Chavakuk hanovi al shigyonos. That's how the prophet Chavakuk begins. V'chein al kol hanavim dorshu chachmei zoran v'rocha, and so too regarding all the prophets, our rabbis tell us in the Medrash Rabbah Parshas Vayera, on the pasuk Utfilas Tzadikim Yishma, Hashem listens to the prayers of Tzadikim. The Navi says the Medrash says Elu Nevi'e Yisrael. This refers to the prophets. And look also in Yirmiyahu Navi chapter 27, Ve'im Nevi'im Heim Yifgu'u No BaHashem Tzavokos. The pasuk says there, if they are prophets, let them be mispalel to Hashem. V'chein Dovan HaMelech Olav HaSholem, Hu Osak BeYoyser Kol Yomav BeTfila V'Tachnunim UZa'okos V'Shavos LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovan HaMelech was involved in this more so than all the other tzaddikim. Every different type of prayer to Hashem and crying out and pleading, Ulefarish Sichosoy Lefnei Hashem Yisborach, and to really pour out his heart, to open up his heart and tell Hashem everything that he wanted to say, Ad shezocho lechaber mizeh sefer Tehillim HaKodesh, to the point where Dovid HaMelech was privileged to organize the Book of Tehillim, the Book of Psalms. Shekuloi molei tzaokois v'shavois l'Hashem Yisborach, which is filled with every different type of diverse crying out to Hashem in every different type of circumstance. It's brought that the Sefer Tehillim was written with Ruach HaKodesh in a manner that every single Jew from the time of Dovid HaMelech till Moshiach will be able to find themselves in the Sefer Tehillim. Their crisis, their problem, their situation, their need, all of it has been included, Baruch HaKodesh, by Dovid HaMelech. V'chachameinu Zechon Avrocha Dorshu B'Zohar HaKodesh, and the Zohar HaKodesh tells us, on the Pasuk in Noach, where it says, Vayeshalach es ha'oirev, that Noach sent forth the raven. So the Navi says, the Zohar HaKodesh says, Ze Dovid, the raven there, represents Dovid HaMelech, who came from Shevet Yehuda, who was the one who had said to Yaakov Avinu, Anochi e'ervenu, I will be responsible. When they were taking Binyamin, when Yaakov Avinu was reluctant to send Binyamin down to Egypt with the brothers to present him before Yosef, so Yehuda was the one who said, Anochi e'ervenu, I will be responsible, that the same root of that word, Orev, which is Shevet Yehuda, from which Dovid HaMelech comes from. So the Zohar HaKodesh says there, why is Dovid HaMelech compared to a raven? Shehoyo koirei tomid laHashem Yisborach ko'orev. Because Dovid HaMelech was always crying out to Hashem like the raven is always squawking. Dovid Acher, another reason why he's compared to the raven, Shehoyo hoylech behorim. Because Dovid HaMelech would walk in the mountains, again, to pour out his heart to Hashem, ke'orev, like the ravens who fly in the mountains. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, ve'dovid ole b'ma'ale hazesim, Dovid HaMelech was going up in the mountains where these olives were growing, ole u'boiche, walking up and crying, v'roish lo chofui, and his head full of shame and embarrassment and pain. I believe that was when he was crying out regarding his son Avshalom. V'chein Shlomo benoi kishebones beis hamikdash, and so too Shlomo HaMelech, when he succeeded in accomplishing the ultimate, he was zeichet to build the beis hamikdash for Hashem. Ksiv, the climax, it says, was Vayamoid Shlomo lifnei mizbach Hashem neged kol kahal Yisrael. Shlomo HaMelech stood before the mizbeach, in front of, opposite the entire Jewish community, Vayifrois kapov hashamayim, and he extended his hands outward, heavenward, Ayin shom kol tfilosoi barichus. And we find over there in Malachim, it gives us a few pages of the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech at that time. So here again, he was a happy occasion, a celebration. This was an incredible success. And Shlomo HaMelech had wanted to express his incredible gratitude to Hashem and everything he wanted to ask for on behalf of himself and his family in Klal Yisrael. V'chein Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda b'cholyoy, and so too King Chizkiyahu, when he turned ill. K'siv etzloy, the pasuk says, Vayasev Chizkiyahu ponov el hakir. When the prophet Yeshayahu Novi told him, prepare to die because you've gone against the command of Hashem, you chose not to get married. So Chizkio HaMelech said to Yeshaya, is there anything, any way I can correct this? He said, Hashem sent me to tell you, prepare to die. So the Gemara says, Chizkio said to Yeshaya, get out, because I have a Kabbalah from my parents, my grandparents, going back to Dovid HaMelech, that there's nothing in the world that a person can't be mispalel for. So it says, Yeshaya HaNovi left, Vayasev Chizkio Pono Velakir, Chizkio HaMelech turned to the wall, Vayispalel, and he was mispalel to Hashem. And the Gemara says he turned El Kiroi Sliboi, he turned inside to the walls of his heart. And sure enough, Hashem rescinded the decree. V'chein b'Doniel, kasher hutzrach lahagid l'Nebuchadnezzar pisroin hachaloim, and so too when it came to Doniel, when he had to interpret for King Nebuchadnezzar his dream, k'siv, it says there, edayin Doniel lebaisei, then Doniel went to his home, edayin Doniel lebaisei azal, Doniel went to his home, he informed his close friends, Hananya Mishael of Azaria, about the crisis that Nebuchadnezzar had this strange dream and he was being forced to interpret it. Verachmin lemivo min kodom eloko shmayo al rozadona, to plead for Hashem's kindness, to be mispalel to Hashem, for Hashem to reveal to him the secret of the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. V'chasher gozar daryova shamelech, asher kol ish sheyispalel, min kol elokim vanoshim ad chodesh yomim, yushlach legoiv haroyes. And when King Daryovish issued a decree that anyone who will pray to any Hashem or any idol or turn to anybody else other than King Daryovish within this month will be thrown into the lion's den. K'siv Shom, the Pasuk says, V'Doniel al lebaisei, Doniel went up to his house, V'kavin psichenle bilisei neged Yerushalayim, and the windows, he had windows there open, facing towards Yerushalayim, V'zimnin tzlosa b'yoyma, three times a day, humetzale umoide kodom eloka, he would daven and thank Hashem, and present his tefillah and hodah before Hashem. V'gam kishenishlach legoyiv haroyos, and also when he was thrown into the lion's den, hirbo lehispalel laHashem yisborach, he davened a lot to Hashem, kemoi she'ono mispalim, as we say in our slichos, mi she'ono leDoniel begoyiv haroyos, the Hashem who answered Doniel's prayers when he was in the lion's den should answer our prayers. V'chein shiva v'tzoak lefnei Hashem yisborach al churban Yerushalayim. And he also cried out and screamed to Hashem over the destruction of Yerushalayim. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, vo'etno esponai el Hashem Elokim levakesh tfilo v'tachnunim b'tzom v'sak vo'efer vo'espalelo l'Hashem Elokai vo'esvade. He said, I turned my face to Hashem to pray with fasting and sack and ashes, and I prayed to Hashem, ve'esvado, and I confessed, vo'imro, and I said, Hashem, ono Hashem, hate eloka oznecha ushma, Hashem, please hearken your ears and listen. And then he goes on to say, vo'oid ani medaber b'tfila, and while I was in the middle of davening, you know, ayin shom kol tfilosoi barichus. Look over there, and in Daniel, towards the end of Daniel, it lists the entire long tefillah that Daniel said to Hashem, how he spoke to Hashem in his own words. V'chein Hananya Mishael v'Azariah kishnishlechu l'tekiv shenoesh. And so too, these three prophets, when they were thrown into the fire, k'siv b'zoyar, it says in the Zoyar HaKodesh, mon shezev le'ilein, what saved these prophets? Al dahave matzlon kamekut shebrichu. It was that they were mespalel to Hashem. Ayin shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKodesh, where it describes in Parshas Achrei Mois, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, exactly the sequence of events there. Val ze onu mespalelim, mi she'ono lechananyo mishoel v'azariya b'toch kivshon ho'esh, hu yaneinu. And this is why In our Slichos, we say the Hashem who responded to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when they were in the fiery furnace, he should answer our tefillah. That's what they did when they were under fire, literally. V'chein be'ezra, and so too by the prophet Ezra k'siv, vo'ekra shom tzoim al hanohor, I declared a fast there by the river, levakesh mimenu derech yeshora, to plead with Hashem to guide us, to show us the proper path. Vanotsuma vanevakshem elekenu alzois, we fasted and we pleaded with Hashem on this. Vayeoserlan, when Hashem responded to us. V'chein kishenosu Yisrael noshim nachriyos, and so too when the Jews married non-Jewish women, when they left Yerushalayim, they left Eretz Yisrael at that time, they were in exile under Nebuchadnezzar. Tzoak Ezra mora alzois. Ezra cried out bitterly over this, and he said, Boishti v'nichlamti lohorim elokai ponai elecha. Hashem, I'm ashamed and embarrassed to pick up my face to you, to speak to you. Ayin kol tfilosai barichus. Take a look over there in the Navi, and you'll see the entire long tfila that Ezra said there to Hashem. V'chein Mordechai v'Esther b'shushan abira. Tzuaku v'hispalalu harbe l'Hashem Yisborach, kimavur b'megillas Esther, u'b'medrash rabo Esther, u'b'targum sheni. And so to Mordechai and Esther in their crisis, they screamed and were mispalel Tashem, as is elaborated in the Megillah, in the Medrash on the Megillah, and in the Targum Sheni on Megillah Esther. V'chein achar kach bo anshei Knesset Sagdola. And so too afterwards, when the Anshei Knesset Sagdola came along, this is after the prophets, the 120 great rabbis. V'sidru lanu kol hatfilois she'ispalel kol odom l'Hashem Yisborach b'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha v'yarvis. And they organized for us all the tefillos that every Jew should daven to Hashem in the morning, musaf on Shabbos and holidays, and mincha and arvis. V'chein kol chachameinu zechon levrak doishim, and so too all of our rabbis, hatanoim v'hamoiroim hirbu ma'oid lehispalel lefnei Hashem Yisborach. They all did a lot of tefillah to Hashem. Kimavur b'meseches brochois, tfilas hatanoim shesidru liatzman, as we find in Masechta Brachos, daf tes zayin amid beis, in detail, all the tfilas that the different rabbis used to say after lehispalel achar tfilas shmonesrei. After they finished shmonesrei, they would append to it their own personal tfila. V'chein sidru lanu harbe tfilas beprotis al kol dover dover. And so too the rabbis instituted for us many different prayers in detail over every specific issue. Kegoin, for example, tfilas haderech. When a Jew goes out on a trip, a Jew is traveling, there's a special tfila to say. V'chein tiknu kishenichnas omad hodom lomoides garnoi. And so too, when a person goes to measure his harvest, to look over his produce, yomar he should say, Hashem, please send your blessing into this major pile. And when a Jew goes into the bathhouse, to the steam baths, Yomer, he should say, Hashem, help me enter into this healthy and come out healthy and save me from any harmful effects of the heat. And so too, Hashem save me from the fire of the future. And so too, during the time of the Gemara, when they had blood letters, people would let blood from their body flow in order to take out disease and sickness. The Gemara says, Yoimar yehirotzim ulfanecho shia esik ze lila refua, that before a person goes to it, the person should say a tefillah to Hashem. Hashem, let me be zoicha that this, that what I'm doing now should be for a cure for me. V'chein kishenichnas lekrach. And so too the Gemara says that when a Jew enters a big city, Yoimar, he should say, Yehirotzim ulfanecho shetachniseini lakrach hazeh lesholoim. Hashem, please help me enter this city in peace. V'hechlitu v'amru, and the rabbis concluded over there in Masechta Brachos, Daf Chof Aleph, Halavai sheyispalel ha'odom kol hayom kuloi. If only a Jew could be davening to Hashem all day. V'chein acharkach, and so too after this period of the Gemara. Bo kamot tzadikim v'osku betfilo harbe. There were many tzadikim came along, and they were also very much involved in tefillah. They spent hours regularly. V'chibru tefillos u'piyutim harbe. And they actually created books of tefillos. We have some examples here, like the special tefillos that we say on the high holidays, the slichos, the kinos that we say on Tisha B'Av, which were organized by the Tanoim and the rabbis that came after them. Ad shebo ho'ari ha'kodosh, zecher tzadik levracha, v'talmidav ha'kodoshim, until the Arizal and his students came along, the Mikubolim, that lived during the 1500s in Tzfas, v'chibru lanu gam kein kamo tefillos, and they also organized for us many additional books of prayers, kemoi ha-sefer Shari Tzion, like the famous sefer Shari Tzion, which is a sefer of special tefillos. V'achar kach bo ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, zecher tzadik levracha, and then in the 1700s, the Baal Shem Tov came along, v'osak harbe behispoidedus u'beprishus. The Baal Shem Tov was involved a lot in spending time alone in the mountains, in the forests, speaking to Hashem, being an ascetic, separating himself from society at that time for long periods. V'gilo goydel malas hatfila. And the Baal Shem Tov revealed the incredible benefits of tefillah. Ki yadua b'sforim hakdoshim shenisyastu al yisoid chochmas ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. As is known in the sforim that the students of the Baal Shem Tov organized. V'ayin b'sefer surame rav ha-sei toiv l'harav ha-tzadik reb tzvi mizidichoiv. He writes here, look all in the sefer of one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, the Zidichoiver, who writes, Ein lecho mivchar ho'eis l'hispoidedus, kiim b'sho zu achar chatzois laila. There is no better time for a person to spend alone with Hashem in private tefillah then immediately after midnight, lamoid ulavake shal nafshoy hum lola, to plead, to stand up and plead on behalf of his forsaken soul, asher nisrachko bavoneseho mimkor hachaim, which as a result of its sins has become distant from the source of life, from Hashem. V'chapeis b'sho zu kol ma sheovar, and the person should review everything that they've gone through, everything that happened to them that day. Vidaber me aliboy ke eved lefnei raboy, and the person should speak from the depths of his heart, like a servant pouring out his heart to his master, bepishut yodayim v'raglayim, with his hands spread out and his feet spread out, like he's really putting his whole body into it. Bidvorim rakim, with soft, gentle words. Lemur keben lefnei oviv, to speak also like a son before his father. Ubechol loshoin asher yedaber betfila, bilishoin hamedino shemedaber bilishoina. And the person should use whatever language they can in tefila, such as the language of their country that they're used to. The language that he speaks and he hears being spoken. Why? Why use that language? So that the words will flow easily and quickly from the pain of his heart. Expressing the pain that he feels over his sins, over his mistakes, v'yevakesh mechilo slicha, and beg Hashem for forgiveness. We know that when a person is speaking a foreign language, you can't express yourself as well, as clearly, and as easily as when you're speaking the language that's closest to you. That's when a person it can really be coming from the heart. U'kedivrei hazoyar, and as the Zohar HaKadosh says, in Parshas Nosoi, Daf Kuf Chav Beis, Midechorev Beimikdosha, from the time that the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, and we no longer have karbonos, we no longer have the kohanim, lo yeshtor lanu ela vidui dvorim bilvad. All that remains for us to atone for our sins is vidui dvorim, for a Jew to verbally acknowledge the sins that they committed and confess, apologize and beg Hashem, please forgive me for this specific mistake that I made and for that mistake. And to plead with Hashem that Hashem should help me serve him properly and to have the proper yira, to serve Hashem with a lev, with a, wholeheartedly. And the person needs to elaborate about this, to try to expand on this and expound on it, to be as long as possible in a sense. Ubevadai ze nivchar mikol hatanesim. And this is definitely better than all the fasts. There are people, Ayin Shom, look over there in that Sefer Sur Meira of Reb Tzvi Mizidat Shoiv. This is one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, and this is how he speaks about this issue of a person pouring out his heart to Hashem, speaking to Hashem, making the Cheshbon HaNefesh, apologizing for the mistakes, and begging Hashem for assistance. Or maybe Shom Gamkein b'shem Sefer Beis Midos, and he also quotes, this Rabbi Reb Tzvi Mizidat Shoiv also quotes another Sefer Beis Midos, and he quotes a ksivas yad, a manuscript, hamayuchas lo arizal, shetzorich ha'odom lehisboided beinoi levein koinoi, that a Jew must, is required to give himself time alone. Bodod means alone. To be alone with Hashem, vidaber lokel yisporach rakois, and to speak to Hashem soft words, pleading, begging, kasher yedaber ho'eved el rabbi, like a servant pleading with his master, ubenim oviv, or a child pleading with his father. Ad kan l'shoinoi, these are the words of the Zedichoiva.